only one more episode till Radio Free Cybertron number 500. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 496, 497, 498, 499. That's one episode away from episode 500, which is next week, and it's our big year-end episode. When I say big, it's like 3 hours plus.
You know, I think to get maximum attention on this event, we need to start the podcast numbering over again from one.
And have like a chromium cover. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
RFC volume 2.
This actually, you can keep the numbering and still do a volume. So I would say this is volume 4, really, at this point. And actually, some people ask, a friend of mine messaged me this week. He's like, and I've known him since the 90s. He's like, man, I can't believe RFC is already episode 500. I'm like, well, you remember if we didn't show every week, it'd be over 1,000 at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just be like Marvel and start over at number one, like every 25 episodes.
Yeah. And then
I think I suggested that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that.
Would you?
No, I don't know. As a gimmick, maybe if it worked, episode five.
What month is National Podcast Month?
November.
So we just need to plan next November to do like a lot of number one podcasts.
Oh yeah.
And never follow up on them.
I don't know if like Nano Podcast Month even is a thing anymore.
Nano Podcast Month just makes me think it's a bunch of like shows that are 60 or 90 seconds long.
It's like NaNoWriMo, the national.
No, I know. I know it's an abbreviation, but just, the Nano prefix.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that was, that was hard, but that was a lot of fun when we did it that year.
Yeah.
And we basically did that. We had like some like experimental stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, hell, I could experiment the hell out of some stuff at this point. I could do like my Happy Day podcast. We could bring back new Soundwave. We could bring back Superhero Time. We could do a comic show.
It's funny, you can say we can bring back new Soundwave just because John's not here to go.
And actually, I was talking to Triplett today, and I asked him, because Toy Fair's coming up, I was like, hey, did I get you that headset? Because I was going to get him a headset for Fanboy Versus, and apparently I didn't. So I'm thinking about actually getting him a headset for Toy Fair. So, yeah. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. This is our 499th episode, thereabouts. So there's, like, some episodes that were, like, an episode that was lost. A couple episodes I think we count here that were, like, specials that I normally wouldn't count. But Paul said we were at episode 302, and I went with it. So
he is our official, unofficial archivist.
Yeah. I didn't give him any parameters when I said number the episodes, so, or count the episodes. So I think he counted some. Rewinds. No. What was the show that
throwback?
We did? Throwback. We could do some throwbacks for the National Podcast Month. I enjoyed
podcast made with real sugar.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That's where we were trying to go in and fill in some of the gaps of episodes we didn't do. Mm-hmm. So we would talk about stuff that was timely, say in 2000. Well, we were doing shows in 2003. 2006.
2005 to 2008, give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, that's really the only real gap that we have.
I mean, you say that, but there's like most of 2004 where we had like two episodes for the whole year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But hey, you're Brian Kilby.
And you are XV.
Yes, I am.
And there's also Matt. And there's
Diecast.
Yes,
I'm here as well.
Diecast.
Hello.
Don.
Hi.
Rob.
Hi.
And we're actually doing the show early this week because I have to go pick up my wife at the airport, so we should probably go ahead and do the show.
Yes.
So, hey, did anybody get anything cool this week? I got some stuff. I got Shockmaster.
How many people listening to this podcast know what that is?
Quite a few.
I know.
But I also got the new Titan Master figures, which was hilarious to get them, but because of certain reasons, I'm not going to talk about it on the show, but Go back to my Twitter.
Yeah, check his Twitter feed. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I thought you said on Twitter you would turn this into a story for the show.
Okay, so I was at a store that shall not be named. And I tried to buy at self-checkout the Titan Masters, and they wouldn't sell them to us. And I was okay with it. Me, the collector, was okay with it. And my wife was like, well, that's not right. Why can't you sell them to us? They're on the shelf. And so she actually started arguing with the – not arguing, but pressing the employee. She was doing it respectfully. I was like, I don't understand why it's on the shelf, blah, blah, blah. Well, they told her something. And I got a tweet from Rob Springer. He's like, hey, just go grab the shelf tag. And we mentioned that. Like, no, we can't sell it. Okay. So we were leaving, and the wife said, if this were another place and they had it, could you buy it? I'm like, yeah. It's like, she's like, so there's no street date on this? I'm like, no. So another friend texted me the same thing that Rob Springer said. And so we went in, got it off the shelf, went to electronics and tried to buy it, and they wouldn't sell it to us. So the person in electronics called the manager, the store manager, and the store manager sent someone from the jewelry department.
What? How is that going to help?
I don't know. And the person from the jewelry department couldn't do anything other than just, you know, repeat what everybody else has said. And, we're like, hey, you know, we're not trying to be difficult here, but, you know, this, you should be able to sell it to us. Here's the shelf tag. It's got whatever on it. Then the store manager walked by and looked at the person who the lady from jewelry in electronics, and he said, you got a long line there, a lot of people. And he just walked off. So she got pissed off and started cussing the manager around us. And she just took the shelf tag and rung us up, and we left. It was awesome.
That sounds like store managers I've known in various places.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
They're not supposed to be out on the front end. They don't know how to do that.
Yeah. But I got my Titan Masters, so.
Hooray.
Yeah. Sawback and all that. Yay. Rob, what'd you get?
I finally got my Legends.
Matter of fact, I don't. I'm jealous.
How long did it take?
In the end, it actually only wound up taking 19 days.
Only, he says.
Yeah, instead of the 21 that was estimated. So slight, very, very slight improvement. I like them. I like all three of them to varying degrees. I think in terms of just on its own merits, Kickback is the best thing of the wave. Gnaw has some interesting decisions that, you know, especially proportionally, that were made just to make sure that you could get a Sharkticon at the troop builder size.
I need Gnaw.
And, you know, it's not a bad toy. There's just certain things that if you were not trying to make sure it was a Legends, I would have done slightly differently. Bumblebee is... I don't hate it, but it's not particularly great.
Aww.
It kind of takes, like, all the worst cues from the Classics figure, is the best way I know how to put it. All the things that didn't quite work for me on that, they kept here, and none of the parts that I liked. But it's not terrible, and it is a Bumblebee in scale with all the Legends mini cars that you've gotten in the last few years. So that's worthwhile. Kickback is pretty great. My only complaint, and I'm hoping that Takara's version will address this, is that my hope was that the various Insecticons would end up matching by not matching. And this doesn't match, but there are certain things that each of the previous two Insecticons had in common that Kickback does not have in common with them. So he doesn't really even feel like he matches by having his own distinct spin on that same deco. He feels like a separate thing, which would not have been my choice. Also, because of course Legends are slightly smaller than the original Insecticons, he has a Titan Master Rumble seat as opposed to an actual cockpit. So, but there's nothing in this wave is irredeemable. Nothing in it is as bad as Stripes. So
nothing's as bad as Stripes.
No, there really isn't anything as bad as Stripes. So.
Well, there's Ravage.
Yeah.
That's true. And Laserbeak.
Who is equally as bad as Stripes.
Yes. But yeah, it's a pretty good wave. And there will be reviews for it probably next week on tformers.com.
Sweet. Matt, you got some stuff?
I also got the Legends wave, and Rob, I will not accept any criticisms of Gnaw, so.
That's because you have to make yourself feel better about your purchase of 17,000 of them.
Nothing needs to make me feel better about that. I feel perfectly fine. I kind of love Kickback. He does have, like, I'm not crazy about the translucent wings. I could have done without that. I saw Hey Mickey on Twitter painted his silver, and like it makes everything look way better.
Yeah.
But I think he also added some paint to the upper arms.
Mm-hmm.
Just to break up the purple a little bit, but I'm happy with him for the most part. There's just, you know, a few little nitpicks about translucent plastic. I am not a big fan of Bumblebee. Normally, I'm not really big on paint and plastic color not matching perfectly, but Bumblebee is not even close to matching paint and plastic color. Aww. I mean, it's way off. And
the fact that I can make that out on the tiny little section of my screen that your webcam makes up makes that pretty apparent.
Yeah,
it's bad. And I, like, even when we got the initial renders, I did not like the arms. I do not like the big quarter panel hunk sticking off his bicep. I think it's a bad design choice. If it was not for that, and the paint color looked better, I'd be perfectly happy with Bumblebee. I mean, he does have kind of a little bit of the wheelie negative space in between some panels, but it's not negative to the extent of Wheelie himself.
That's
Wheelie
shocking.
Wheelie looks better in robot mode, too.
I'm holding up Shockmaster again.
Yes, I saw that. But, yeah, that's what I got. So,
Diecast, I know you got some stuff.
Just some little things.
There's nothing little about that. Start with that, yes.
All right, hotspot. Oversized.
It's a ginormous hotspot for audio listeners.
Just a little.
All right, let's put, like, here's highbrow.
It's a liter-sized hotspot.
Yeah, it's a liter-sized hotspot.
How much was that? Much. If that was like $5, I want 15 of them.
No, it was like, 15, I think, plus shipping. And shipping, because they're big, it gets... Yeah.
Expensive.
I want,
you know,
that.
Taobao and Diecast hands is the worst thing that could have possibly happened.
Yeah.
Here is one of the...
Oh my god.
And it's basically, it's Voyager sized. So you went up from Deluxe to Voyager.
So please tell me you got the whole set.
So we got a scaled up Alpha Bravo.
Here's the problem. I was supposed to get
I'm sorry. That's Blades.
Yeah. But I'm missing a figure. So I only got 4 instead of 5.
And so, now, are you missing one of the awesome Rook repaints?
Yeah, I'm missing the awesome Rook
repaint.
So I'm talking to the seller and I'm trying to explain to him, and he's like, this is obviously before being opened, so we can't guarantee that this kiss is not taken away by your transit station. So I think he's trying to say the transit company stole
that customs
one.
Did it probably
yeah
that's an easy that's an it. Easy excuse because you can't disprove it.
Well, I took pictures of the box and there was some yellow tape on it, but that yellow tape was because the way transit company does it, when you have multiple packages, they either throw it in a big box or they tape it all together in yellow tape and then wrap it and it comes over as one package. So he saw the yellow tape in one of the packages and he was like, oh, it was open. No, it wasn't open because your tape is still intact. That's just tape. They used to tape the other boxes to it. So whatever. Okay,
so when you do get this worked out and you get your last piece, tell me there's going to be videos of this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Or can't the novelty. Wait. Cannot wait.
Well, the good thing is I ordered two full sets. So my other full set should be here any day now. So I will have at least a complete set.
If you decide you don't want one of those at some point, I may know someone who will take that off your hands.
Yeah.
I think we know a few people here who would do that.
Yeah.
because I tell everyone, if you're going to buy from Taobao, just be aware that things are sometimes a slow process and you may not get everything you ordered or in the condition you will like. So that being said, the original set I ordered, and like some other things I've ordered, it got lost in transit for a long period of time. And then eventually, after I complain, and don't know if they understand me, eventually it'll show up at the transit facility. So that one took like a month or two, and I got frustrated and ordered another set because I thought I was never going to get that original set. And then I shipped this one and the other set showed up.
Okay.
So it's not a fun thing buying from, it's not a fun experience, especially if you have a problem.
Then why do you do it?
Because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
It's an addiction.
Because oversized combiner wars.
Yeah, that's awesome. What else do you get?
I got those. This is going to be... This isn't that big of a thing. I'm surprised at the quality. They were actually wrapped in bubble wrap.
The bus. Like,
the bus.
Oh, cool.
That looks nice.
Yeah, yes, it does. It's painted really nice. And it says Transfiguration Bus. It's a Transfiguration, which is pretty cool. So one of these is Brian's, by the way.
Awesome.
That bus is an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
And... the other thing I got, which I have to reach for because this stuff is so big. This is an add-on kit for the third-party upscaled knockoff of a third-party. The little Warbitron Grimlock that you can put together.
They sold two of these, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And now they made
the throne.
A throne for it similar to the Fans Project throne, but for this Ninth Party knockoff upscaled.
Ninth Party, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so it's crazy that they're actually making accessories for
They make thrones and
figures.
Crowns for Grimlock, but nobody's made a variable voltage harness to put on Blaster yet.
Nice.
So and then this just came today with the other stuff. So,
did the Star Screams come in yet?
No, they are coming with my other set of but that should be here, like within the next day or two.
Cool.
Anybody else get anything? Nice. No. Okay. Good. let's jump to This Week in History. So in 1990, the Super God Master Force episode "Battle in Space." Premieres in Malaysia, and that actually showdown on the surface of the moon. We actually did an Transformers Rewind about that a few years ago, and I think that one features JD, if I'm not wrong.
Probably.
And McFeely also, if I'm not wrong. So what I'll do is over the weekend check back, and that'll actually be in the RFC feed, because that's definitely worth revisiting. And I have a bunch of episodes of Rewind that need to be posted to this podcast, so. But yeah, so 1990, so 26 years ago. Wow.
And what, like two, three years after it aired in Japan then?
Two. Been 88, I guess.
Yeah.
Is when Master Force aired. So yeah, pretty sweet. Okay, let's jump to official news. The big item this week is from the last issue of the Transformers Collectors Club magazine. Our buddy Ben got to review Titans Return Cup.
That is awesome. How did he get to review that?
Because he's Ben.
Yeah, nice.
He's Ben, and he has a working relationship with the club.
And Hasbro.
Yes.
So,
and as they mentioned...
And he's Ben.
As I believe Ben mentioned on Twitter, he had a review on the first issue of the club magazine, so they kind of wanted him to be able to close things out for them.
Yeah. And there've been some controversy around this, but I really like it. I genuinely like this.
I'm not sure I like the colors, and I'm not sure who it was on Twitter that said, I'm going to wait to see what the Takara version looks like.
That would be everyone, Diecast.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't want to say it was my own idea because I read it and I was like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's some depth colors on here, like the Type Master. There's some that needs paint, like bad.
Yes, that needs paint bad.
I have a feeling this is going to be another blur Titan Master versus Legends blur scenario where the Takara one is just going to look way better.
I love the vehicle mode. The vehicle mode's perfect.
The vehicle mode makes me very happy.
Robot mode. I honestly wasn't a huge fan of the Generations one that we got. Was it Universe? Wasn't Reveal the Shield? Yeah,
Reveal the Shield.
Was it Reveal the Shield?
I don't think that was one of the Reveal the Shield branded ones. This was straight up Generations.
Not a huge fan of that. So I think I like the robot mode a little better this time around. But I love the vehicle mode. It is dead on to what I want. So he kind of looks like a generic Autobot a little bit, but considering his age. And when I say generic Autobot, I'm talking about the ones you would always see in flashbacks, or like in the Matrix flashbacks. So that's actually kind of fitting, I think.
Titans Return U-Haul robot.
Yes. Yeah. But I love the vehicle mode so much, I can forgive a lot.
And a lot of people have already identified this is very likely to be recolored, retooled as Crosshairs.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I just wish that band of green came at the bottom of the windshield on the chest instead of the top. I think that's what's throwing me, because my image of Cup from the various, you know, animation and comic versions is that the edge of the windshield should be at the top of the chest, and that's not really doing it for me. Also, I just really kind of want to paint the inside of that windshield with silver, because this is one of the ones where I think an opaque windshield is just really kind of messing with the look of it for me.
Transparent?
Yeah, transparent. Did I say opaque?
Yeah. I know what you meant. Opaque would fit better, of course, because the original windshield was metal. Yeah. So actually, you made me think. So I would really love to have a Sure Shot if we could get one. So what would be a good toy to be a pre-tool of? Beachcomber?
No, Beachcomber would have to be a Legends class.
I'm surprised they haven't done a Beachcomber in a Legends class.
They did.
Actually, Brad, you could probably do Joyride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got Beachcomber back in what, 2008?
That was the old tiny Legends class.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
I like it. I thought it was a good toy.
But we got a Cosmos in that too, and then we got an updated Cosmos, the updated Legends class. So we need a new Beachcomber.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to skip this next item because I want to go to the... I'm sorry. I have it in right order. So XV posted a article to T-Formers this week about Titans Return Deluxe Way Forward. We already know the entire assortment.
Yes.
So we do. So tell us about it.
Okay, so through official teases such as Perceptor at the New York Comic Con event, and now Cup in the magazine, and then also the
Topspin
early leaked Black Shadow box showing us Topspin. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I figured, okay, so there's three out of four of the next wave revealed. There's been a lot of rumor stuff going on. It should be easy enough to figure out, okay, what's the last one's going to fill out that case. So I went looking through all the information that has come up over the last few months, and boy was I surprised when it turns out that, you know what, it looks like there's not going to be one more toy in the case. It's going to be two more.
What short packed?
The two recolors of Wave 1 molds. So store inventory data have Croc and Quake listed as characters in the same assortment with Perceptor in them. One of the rumors from the, you know, the list that keeps proving to be right has Croc being a recolor of Skullcruncher.
Makes sense. And,
in one respect, yes, it makes sense to have Croc be a crocodile mold. just name wise. Croc the Action Master never looked like he turned into an alligator, but that's, you know, kind of a separate matter. And then Quake was going to be a recolor of Hardhead.
Also makes sense.
The assortment numbers for those toys all put them in one wave together. So it looks like wave four is going to be a case of five different figures. And the most likely situation is going to be that the recolors will be one each to a case and probably two of the three new molds.
I really want a Quake, so that makes me happy. Croc, I'll take. It's not something. It's not something I've been like. If it were a jackpot or something, I'd be all over it. But
a jackpot made out of an alligator,
that would be perfect.
Hopefully they get the QC old skull smasher fixed by that point.
What was the problem with Skull Smasher? I thought mine was great.
The hips tended to be loose. That was the main problem with it. There were also isolated instances of the neck socket being too tight, like the Titan Master's head would pull out of the Titan Master before it would pull out of the figure's body.
Okay.
But basically the final finding of this is that since it's going to be a five figure case and two of the figures in it are probably going to be one each, it's very likely the same way we saw the set of four figures from wave three bumped up to be $80 for the four figures. This set will probably end up going over 100 at the online retailers just because they have to protect themselves against the remaining figures sitting around.
Yep.
That's it.
So be ready for that.
Oh, God. I don't even have wave three yet, so.
It's nice. You should get the new molds.
Yeah.
Especially Trigger Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hot Rod. Hot Rod's good too.
Hot Rod. So we have new photos of Masterpiece Sturge. And Matt's gonna get it.
Well, no kidding.
That's not even a question.
I'm not sure how
clear my top shelf is back there, but that's like nine Masterpiece.
Oh yeah, I can see Sunstorm and Acid Storm back there very clearly. Being they're the brightest colored ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so we saw Dirge at a hobby show late summer, early fall, but there was no pre-order. There's no pre-order information or anything. Like, it was not officially put up to buy until, like, 2 days ago. So
did
now
they,
you can, and it gets delivered in May.
So, Matt, have they fixed any problems with this mold?
At one.
Matt, you're breaking up.
Sorry, but it's already starting to go downhill again.
Like the cockpit, how it has no like lock point. Did they fix that or no?
Oh no, that's never been fixed.
Okay, that's disappointing.
The mold still has many, many problems.
We're getting
problems.
This mold.
They're design features.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, they're problems. Intended. They're problems. Trust me.
Sadness. Okay, I'm not getting it. I'm done. I'm not getting any more Seekers.
It's the last only one Seekers I need.
The only Seekers I really think I want to get are, I'm not a big Toy World fan, but I think those Toy World Seekers look pretty good.
They do look good.
So yeah. I might have to check at least one of those out.
Let's see. We have photos of Voyager Broadside and other Titans Return figures at the Bahamut. Gamer Expo in Taiwan.
Yeah. That certainly is a strange looking jet.
Yeah.
We've seen that picture somewhere before.
Well, we've seen it in renders, I think. This is the first time we've seen it in person, and yeah, it's not very good.
I like the robot mode a lot.
And the carrier mode.
Yeah.
Who is ever going to put Broadside in jet mode, honestly?
Well, no, he needs to be in jet mode just long enough to fly over Devastator.
And so he can land on him in carrier mode.
Matt, I expect you to buy Broadside and take your Hulky and set up that scene where Devastator's trying to...
That's why I bought Hulky. That's the whole reason I bought Hulky.
I love you. That's awesome.
That's great that you made a $150 purchase just for one stupid photo.
$130? $130. But yes, that's my level of dedication.
You know, Matt, that's almost a diecast level distinction right there.
The carrier mode is nice.
Yeah. I'll agree to that.
I'd like to have some MicroMasters to put on it.
MicroMasters might be a little bit big, but I agree with the sentiment.
Now remember, And I don't know if I ever pointed this out, so this may be something that I never told anyone. There are going to be little aerial bots that come with this thing that you can put on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes.
You did tell us that whenever you saw them at Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can have little aerial bots, a little Superion.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what that actually came with, but I guess that makes sense that it was broadside. So,
yeah.
Let's see here. What else we got going on this week? Oh, Bathing Ape reveals.
More masterpieces you don't need.
Is Don here? Because I think this is a Don story.
You think Don likes these things?
I thought so. Didn't he like it? Didn't he like the last one?
I'm here.
Don, didn't you like the last Bathing Ape masterpiece?
Don liked the Evangelion one, I know.
Ah, the Evangelion.
Yeah. Yeah, just because it's such a unique color scheme that works on that mold.
This is Bathing Ape Evangelion. They're almost interchangeable.
This is like Dead Optimus Prime. Yeah, this is
vaguely camouflaged Nemesis Prime.
It's like desaturated Optimus.
He would work for a Dead Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But they actually made a Dead Optimus Prime masterpiece. They did? The
MP1.
MP01, yeah. They made a sleep mode convoy.
I forgot that.
Sleep mode. They could do that again.
Oh, give them time.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to tell he's camo when you see it in vehicle mode.
Yeah, the camo is almost all hidden in robot mode.
It's silly. I don't get it.
I mean, it makes sense you can't see the camo in robot mode because it's camo.
Yeah.
And it's Bathing Ape, so it's going to be, what, like $1,500?
Because there's going to be, like 15 of them. The article with this, it appears that they're going to be sold via, basically, lottery at the Bathing Ape stores in Japan. So, like, you go there and pull a ticket, and if your number gets drawn, you get to buy one.
Nice.
Not really.
No. but you know it is nice.
Have fun trying to get this on the secondary market.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
More Than Meets the Eye was voted the best science fiction comic of 2016. That wouldn't be the comic you guys would have picked, though, would it?
I'm still happy with More Than Meets the Eye.
I guess when it comes to science fiction, it would be more of instead of the Transformers, it's probably more sci-fi, I guess.
To a certain extent, I can see that.
I guess.
I mean, 2016, in my opinion, was in many ways not More Than Meets the Eye's strongest year.
No.
But, good for it and good for everyone involved, particularly, you know, it's nice to see Alex Milne get some recognition since he is no longer the main artist on Lost Light. It's good to see, you know, them get this award while he was still attached to the book as the primary artist.
Yeah. And, of course, this was from Comics Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Congratulations, guys. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it's not just pretty amazing. It's pretty damned amazing. So, it's nice that Transformers gets more recognition.
Yeah.
I almost didn't put this in here because it is what it is. But we have photos, new photos of Year of the Rooster Optimus Prime. Is anybody going to get this?
Shouldn't it be Year of the Cock?
It is Year of the Cock, though, right? I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't want to say that.
I want to say it.
It's a special year for everybody.
Year of the Cock.
This is the one... We're allowed this year. We're allowed to be dicks.
That's close enough.
It was like 3 years too early.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys think? The paint deco seems to be...
I wish we had a price on it.
$150. That's basic guess. That's what these normally run for, right?
I would assume. Who's going to buy this?
One of the worst little figures ever.
It's not a great figure. But when it came out, it was after MP01, but before MP10. So it kind of filled a niche for somebody who wanted a metallic
Optimus.
He's taller than 3 inches. He's like 6.
He's G.I. Joe size.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had it.
Okay. Well, no wonder the vehicle mode sucks then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's tiny. Basically G.I. Joe size.
So it's about 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not 3. Okay. Yeah, I could say, yeah, that's about right.
I'm exaggerating to make it sound worse, Brian. Stop ruining this for me.
Okay. I think I sold mine to Phil. Robot mode.
Phil,
not...
let us know how that worked out for you.
Yeah. Robot mode's not bad. Vehicle mode is not great.
It's a box of disappointment.
I wish this was the hybrid style Galaxy Convoy.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever even seen that in person.
People actually like that one.
You know what? You know what's sad too? This is going to be the one that Toys R Us is going to be like, we'll buy as many as we can, and they're going to have to clearance these out for like $25.
I'll buy it for $25.
They did that with Year of the Snake, I want to say, MP10, the gold chrome one.
Yeah.
And those hung around forever.
Yeah, but I don't know if they clearanced them cheap.
They never clearanced their exclusives.
No, eventually they do. The Starscream they clearanced.
Did they? I don't remember that Starscream hanging around long enough to clearance.
That Starscream around here clearance down to like $25.
Yeah, they clearanced it out.
Yeah. I believe the Optimus Prime, they also did clearance, but it wasn't a deep clearance. It was like, you know.
It was a token clearance.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I think just because it has Optimus Prime on it, that means retailers are going to buy a ton of it and it's going to sit.
Probably.
It has exclusive on it. It's Optimus Prime.
And that's all they need to know, the people that are buying it. Unless you have someone who is, you know, a fan that's buying this stuff. But it would be like, even, you know, if I worked for Toys R Us, it would be impossible for me to be a buyer to know every single line.
Yeah, that's why you look at that's you as a buyer, you have to depend on a lot of what the manufacturers say.
Right.
It's like, this toy is going to be hot. You know, we have numbers showing that this is, you know, going to be very big for kids, you know, 8 to 12 or whatever. You compare that against your internal numbers.
Damn lie.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. I mean, basically, there's one or two buyers that buy for the whole company. And
There's more than one or two.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm saying there's buyers that buy for the whole company. And that's why sometimes things like this happen, where either they have a lot of one particular product and another product, their shelves are empty because everyone keeps buying the stuff and they didn't buy enough to keep up with the demand.
A lot of it comes down to just uncertainty as to what will be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they invent those Heisenberg compensators, that'll be a lot better.
Yeah. So we have new photos of Legend Series God Bomber and Super Genrai from the Generations book. I needs them. I needs them both badly.
Well, Super Genrai should be out the end of this month.
Yeah.
Yep.
God Bomber is April?
Of May.
May. I do have a story, though. I pre-ordered both of these at the same time, the God Bomber and Art Fire, because they went up at the same time.
Yeah.
I went back to the site there, pre-ordered them at, and my pre-orders were gone. So I don't know if I made a mistake or somehow they just didn't. It was a glitch, and luckily I was still able to pre-order them somewhere else.
May, Diecast will get 5 of each.
Yeah.
Let me know when you do.
This is how I end up with doubles. Like, I ended up with two of Infernos.
Didn't you end up with like 4 of something, though?
Once upon a time. Marvel Ratchet? Legends Scarlet Witches. Or yeah. PlayStation 4s.
PlayStation 4s. Hot Rods. Hot Rods I had 3 or 4 of. So. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
You can't, but like, you know, giant Taobao boxes every week.
So I'm going to have Super Genrai for 5 months before I can put God Bomber on him. That's going to... Oh.
Hey, man, just pretend you're reenacting the Master Force episodes, and so you're waiting for him to be
built. Yeah, pacing's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name? Optimus Prime. I'm Japanese. I love the dub so much.
Sadly, you just won't have like a Hydra and Buster coming along to wreck things in the meantime while you wait for God Bomber to show up.
So in this photo, God Bomber in vehicle mode almost to me looks like what an animated God Bomber would have looked like in a way, just with the angles and everything.
Well, remember, some of that is just the distortion of the pages being bent.
Yeah, exactly. But I had that thought when I saw this picture before, too. But yeah, it's just it kind of looks like Optimus, I guess. What was that, Leader Class Prime? Leader Class Ultra Magnus. With the angles and stuff is just what it sort of reminds me of.
That's interesting because there's like almost nothing in common between Ultra Magnus and God Bomber.
There's not. No, I know. But I'm just saying the angles and everything just. Let's see here.
So what you're saying is they both look like kind of angular boxes with wheels.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You got it.
Great. That's great.
But yeah,
those arms are so hollow.
Oh, they are.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what they are.
That's why you only look at them from the front.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does it even count as hollow if it's just a single right angle?
No, I think there's a lip on the other side too. So there's like two and a half sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, you notice they've been getting smarter with the hollowness because on Hot Rod, they actually put like a little gear inside that hollowness to be like, that's now it's not, you know.
Yeah, that's not really a new development. A lot of toys since 2013 or so have been doing that. They're just trying to make it look a little bit more like you're seeing inside the robot instead of it just being an empty space.
Yeah. Hot Rod was one of the first ones I noticed it on. So
yeah, it stands out better on Hot Rod because of the bright colors, especially.
Yeah.
So apparently Fortress Maximus has come himself. I shall get Fortress Maximus to fight me. No, he's just shown up at Ross for like $55.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that been multiple? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, that has been confirmed by multiple people.
I would pick up a second.
Joining it is G2 Bruticus also for $35.
Mm-hmm. He's a big bad dude.
Those are really, really good prices.
And yeah. I heard just yesterday a couple sightings of Victorion at the same price.
That's amazing.
Well, Victorion was $40 on Amazon today.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore.
Yes, it's not anymore.
It has since gone back up into the $60 range.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So especially as we get closer to Christmas, which just a couple of days away, a lot of those, I expect more prices to fluctuate, maybe fluctuate up a little bit. But I think people will be teased by a lower price and people will go and a couple will be like $40 or $45 or whatever. And then the price will, through the algorithm, go back up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's for. Yeah. Let's see here. But yeah, $55 is a great price. If you can find one, get it for that.
If you can't find them right now, just keep checking back because a lot of these stores are going to be getting stuff for Christmas and not going to have space to put it out immediately. It's still going to be back there and it will get stocked out eventually. So at least for the next few weeks, just keep an eye on it if you can't find them right away.
I mean, I'm not familiar with those stores that much, but I would assume that they would put all the toys out they could before
everything
Christmas.
They can fit, yes, but it doesn't mean that they have room to put everything out because they can't just like stack stuff on the floors.
Yeah.
I mean, just for you and other people that aren't familiar with Ross Diecast, it's not primarily a toy store. It's
Have very limited shelf space for toys even in the on season.
It's like a discount clothing store is like generally the primary amount of floor space there. So yeah, the toys are generally like stuck back in a corner. Like
it's a discount clothing store, but the clothes aren't very discounted.
No, they're not.
Yeah. So TJ Maxx tends to do a much better job with its toys. The one here, most everyone I've been into, they tend to merchandise them better, especially around Christmas. They'll put up tables and they'll load the tables up with toys to put as much on as they can. Where at Ross, the toys are merchandised with a catapult from one side of the store to the shelf. And if it lands on the shelf, great. If not,
TJ Maxx, in my experience, though, does tend to charge a couple bucks more than Ross for their toys.
Yeah, but exactly right. But when the stuff is like, 70% off anyway, a couple bucks isn't a big deal.
Yeah. Well, we gotta pay for catapult maintenance. So
yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So, last news item we're going to talk about this week, Transformers The Last Knight, Premiere Edition, Optimus Prime, shown in package. This popped up last week after RFC recorded. It looks kind of like crap.
So, I'm going to ruin this for you. The call out on the right side of the package, Star Trek font and color.
Wait, what?
Where it says Premiere Edition.
So, Is this a fake?
No, it's not a fake. They just used a font and font color that is remarkably similar to Star Trek logoing.
Oh, I see it now. Yes.
Yeah.
And now you can never unsee it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, at least they didn't use Neil Davidson's font.
It's been years since that's happened.
Did Hasbro use it?
Neil Davidson thought that they did.
I've seen his Beast Wars font used in a lot of places. I used it in a lot of places. So, but yeah, that is the yes. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
So
it's not a big deal. It just kind of stands out when you're familiar with both properties.
So is this what a Voyager class toy? What is this? Yeah, it's
Voyager. Yeah, we think it's a Voyager.
It's not Leader. It's Voyager. Wow.
Well, those giant ones they did for Age of Extinction, like, didn't sell great.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them for wanting to keep things a little bit more in check this time out.
If it's a Voyager, I may pick it up. If it was a Leader, no.
Yeah, in terms of appearance, it's a little bit less awkward looking for a Voyager. A Leader that looked like that would be kind of bad.
Yeah. I just assumed it was a Leader because that's what they did last time.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd be happy if it was a Voyager. It does look like Voyager packaging now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, when you get into the box sizes, like with no frame of reference, like a Leader box could look like a Voyager box pretty easily.
Yeah.
But no, just based on the way the toy is designed, like, there are marks that point to it being a Voyager size. And one of the releases about it may have mentioned Voyager class. I can't remember all of it off the top of my head. But we are expecting this to be like that first edition Optimus with Age of Extinction. So probably this will turn up sometime late January, early February for sale.
Let's see here. Hey, guess what? Thank you, Amazon. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here right now. Actually, we'd probably still be here right now, but I'd be paying for everything out of pocket.
And I would be laughing.
Yeah. I think this is the first year that we are going to at least break even, I think.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Also a little sad.
Yeah. It's a little sad.
Sad for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, thank you, Amazon. Go to TF Radio. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, try to be helpful here to all of our fans. I was looking at Amazon while y'all were discussing a few things, and if you're still looking for that great gift, there's two things on Amazon that have dropped in price.
What is it?
Is one of them Cadbury eggs?
Oh, no. Please don't say Cadbury eggs.
No. One of them is the Year of the Monkey Optimus Primal.
How much?
$30.60.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a toy for $30.60.
That's less than we paid for it when the original version came out in 2002.
Right. I don't know what this frustration free packaging
is. It's where they take it out of the box and put it in the box. It's really easy to open.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But the Transformers Platinum One Shall Stand, One Shall Fall with Classics Optimus and Classics Megatron is down to $37.49.
That's a good price.
Not bad either.
Yeah, that's a really, and thanks to Ben Yee, he mentioned that on Twitter yesterday, and I'm surprised it's still that same price.
Because nobody wants it, Don.
Well, I do kind of want the Megatron in those colors, I'm kind of tired of that. I have enough of those classic Optimuses, but
tempting for that Megatron.
Yeah, for those prices, I mean, you can get three basically platinum figures for less than what the Optimus and Megatron set cost, and a heck of a lot less than what the Optimus Year of the Monkey Optimus cost.
Yeah, that was like 130 something originally. I think
I've seen it $149.99 at some website still.
Swell.
Yeah. Also, for our gamers in our audience, Amazon has already marked down Final Fantasy 15 to $40 for both PS4 and Xbox One.
That seems like a bad sign.
I've heard some very mixed reviews of it. All I can say is I watched Conan O'Brien's little, you know, promotional playthrough of it, and watching him scream at it was hilarious. This may have something to do with why I haven't picked it up yet, but I have also gotten some good reviews from people I know. So if you want to find out, this is the best price I've seen so far.
Awesome. Cool. But yeah,
and don't forget those Cadbury eggs. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
TFradio.net/Cadbury.
Yeah. You can get basically anything from Amazon. And as I described,
And don't forget, if you want Ecto Cooler, stock up on it now, because they stopped distributing it at the end of the year.
Yes.
Or stop making new, at least.
Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, tfradio.net. Click on the Amazon link or go to tfradio.net/Amazon and they can hook you up. We appreciate it. No third-party news this week, but...
Third-party is on vacation or something.
Third-party is on hiatus. We'll jump to what's on T-Formers. Then I do, since we have a couple minutes, we've got a question I'll read. So, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, we have got the first page of the webcomic for the eHobby exclusive Legends Magna Convoy, which is the Classics Optimus Prime once again, this time colored like Delta Magnus or Powered Convoy's cab. He throws his backpack thing like a Captain America shield, so that's about the only noteworthy thing in that.
I'm digging that.
Yeah, I like that. We've also got package art for everything that ships this month in the Legends series. Super Jinrai, Soundwave, Ravage, Laserbeak, and Brainstorm. And according to Robot Kingdom, those things will probably start shipping on Friday.
Shipping from them, the release date in Japan is still the 28th for this wave.
Gotcha. Thank you. Did not know that. And lastly, we have... XV's massive Leader Six Shot and Revolver Gallery, which...
Ask me how many photos I took for that.
How many photos did you take for that?
About 500.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's not the number that's actually in the gallery. The gallery has just under 400 because doing 400 be going past overboard.
Yes, and if you go to our show notes, you can get the link to the gallery. It has a very nicely indexed set of... links to take you to exactly what parts you might want to see. And of course, my favorite being the oops, I held it upside down section for the submarine mode.
Nice. Yes. let's see here. On the network this week, we have Superhero Time Presents that one episode of Star Trek, Up the Long Ladder. we have Take Four Wrestling episode 19. It's Saturday night's main event from November 1989. Featuring the Genius in an awesome match, seriously, against Hulk Hogan. It's pretty fantastic. Get the Skinny episode 52. This week, John and I talk about Saved by the Bell pop-up restaurant, some recent Chipotle woes. Do they have any good news going on? They don't.
Chipotle again?
Yeah.
Poor Chipotle.
Poor Chipotle. Well.
Is Chipotle like the Volkswagen of fast food this year?
At this point, yeah. Plus, I talk a little bit about some stories that I've got from some copycat recipes. Definitely check that out. We would appreciate it. So one question this week, because I have a couple of minutes here. Our buddy CatMax Gaming asked, how complete does a bot have to be to make it into your collections? Like sealed, inbox, secondhand, missing accessories, or like a value village version? at this point, I don't buy anything unless it's sealed or... Like, if it's like a G1 toy, I want it to be as complete as possible if I buy it. But I mean, I'll buy loose for like old stuff. Only G1, really. I think I would still buy sealed if there was a Beast Wars toy that I wanted that I don't have.
Yeah, currently I'm pretty much just buying new stuff. But on the rare occasion that I do get a G1, it all depends on how badly I want the character and how hard it is to get complete. Like, if it's a fairly easy piece to find complete, you know, that's the route I'll go. But if it's more rare, but missing a, like a missile or something here or there that I feel like I can live without, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, John and I were talking about this. When it comes to G1 stuff, it's so easy to get a hold of at this point. I mean, stuff's readily available, and the cost is so much lower than it was 15 or 20 years ago. Stuff actually costs less now than it did 20 years ago. G1 stuff
has generations.
Yes, and it's depreciated in value.
Well, yeah, because there's so much new product coming out. And
there's more people who are actually selling the G1 stuff, and it's not just a very limited supply that's available. There's, like, almost all of it out there is now on the market.
It's changing hands a lot more frequently than it used to.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm with Matt, basically, on his perspective. Like, I don't mind getting loose stuff, and if it is, like, absent, it's missiles or equivalent. Like, in general, I don't really care. I'm not going to fire the missiles off, most likely, anyway. And if you leave them in the launcher, they just break the springs eventually.
Yeah.
So, like, I will get something loose if it's missing missiles, as long as, you know, the price is in accordance with that it's missing those parts. But, I mean, it needs to be functionally, physically complete for me to buy it in almost every case.
Yeah. Don, what about you? There's not much you're buying anymore, though, when it comes to classic stuff.
Well, if, I'm always looking to upgrade an older figure that I might have gotten secondhand or third hand, you know, definitely. So there's always that. Plus, you know, I could have bought, you know, at BotCon, one of the sellers had a couple of pieces of Dino King that were, for individual pieces, was not a bad price, but
with the shells.
Yeah. Well, a couple. One figure had a shell. One figure was a shell with no figure. I'm just saying, if I wanted to try to have something to complete, that would not be it.
Yeah.
Because, oh, no. you know, trying to complete a Dino King piece by piece would probably drive you insane and be a lot more expensive than just buying a Dino King whenever you happen to see one. If it's missing a missile, I'll probably won't even care about that. If it's missing a lot of parts that I would have to pay a lot of money to get to make it complete, I would probably just wait and see how it worked out, just because there's not that much I need, and what I do need is more like getting a better version of it.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Any other thoughts before we wrap up?
Thought.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say just that, you know, if there is, I like to buy new. If there is a G1 figure that I really wanted, like if I wanted to go out and get a G1 Grimlock, I would probably buy a KO, because at least it would be new instead of getting, you know, one that's beat up or a hand-me-down, or, you know, if I want a decent one, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money for it.
That's not entirely true anymore, though. I mean,
$50.
One option always would be the gray G2 variant. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be so similar to the G1 version, you wouldn't really care about the difference.
I bet that would cost more than a G1 version.
It very well might, honestly. But see, the other thing too is, like we were talking about before, the G1 stuff, A, has come down in price, and there's always parts out there for that. You can part anything together with a little patience and still not spend a ton of money. Obviously, if you're wanting something that's, like, really pristine, that's not going to be your first choice. But, like, on a project level, it's a cool thing, and you can still get nice stuff, even if it is just, like, a base body that you have to put back together with parts you get separately. On the other hand, I can see where you're coming from with the high quality knockoffs too, if you can find them.
Ended up getting that KO of Reflector that was pristine, mint and sealed box. Mm. Obviously, it's a KO for $40.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Matt, you're about to say something?
I was just going to say, I mean, obviously, you know, there are different tastes for collectors of all. Like, we all have different, you know, standards here. Just basically collect the way you want to collect. Buy what makes you happy.
Yeah.
I mean, don't feel the need to be a completist if that's not you. Like, if it's going to stress you out, don't. Just do what makes you happy.
For me, it's kind of a sliding scale. It's how bad do I want it and how much does it cost?
Yeah.
I will you know, it for generally for newer things, I want it to at least have like all its arms and legs. you know, I got Invasion Mode Optimus Prime for like a buck at the local thrift store. It doesn't have its gun, but it's otherwise complete. And I'm pretty happy with that for that price.
Yeah. Especially since that gun is an accessory for Megatron anyway.
Yeah.
And an accessory to Murder because it's the movie Optimus Prime.
Yes. Well done. Exactly. But, you know, for things of that basic age, things, you know, from the 2000s, I have a Goodwill outlet here where toys parts are like 50 cents a pound. So if I find parts for newer things there, sometimes I will just indulge myself. And it's like, maybe I will get a whole one eventually if I keep trying at this. Sometimes that doesn't work. And I have a bunch of pointless robot parts sitting around. But, you know, at a higher price than 50 cents a pound, I kind of want something to have its entire body.
Totally understood.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rob, if you ever get tired of him, just contact Megabus. He'll probably need him for something too.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Where you are on Twitter at TF Radio. And we are on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. I am personally on Twitter at BKilby, Instagram at Brian Kilby, and in various places across the internet. Matt is on Twitter at?
At Melvar, if you feel the need to follow me for some reason.
He's awesome. He's
awesome. L2Rs.
Yep. Diecast?
Diecast is at Diecast2 on Twitter. And on YouTube, you can follow me at RFC Reviews or subscribe to me. That would be great. Also, one thing we forgot to mention on the show is if it's still available, Toy Hacks has the 1 cent sale for the Brainstorm stickers.
Oh, I did forget that. That's not what I said.
Return Brainstorm, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Check that out. Don.
I'm Headmaster Don. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Nice. Very nice.
Y'all know where I'm at.
HMRC4EVR on Twitter.
Thank you.
Says Chris at ChrisRTXV.
And you can find my non-podcast work on T-Formers and, T-Formers TV on YouTube?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can never remember that for sure.
And Rob?
Well, my video reviews for Transformers are also on YouTube at T-Formers TV. My other toy reviews are on YouTube at Flailthroughs. And I am on Twitter at RAC2750.
Awesome. Well, next week is our 500th episode and our year-end episode. It's going to be awesome.
We're doomed.
It's going to take forever.
I'm going to have to take a nap before that one.
Yep. right now, we're still planning on recording at normal time. If that changes, follow us on Twitter. We will let you know there. Until next week, we'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.